Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when I get a chance to reintroduce you to one of my favorite people. Steve Forbes is here, ladies and gentlemen. Steve is the chairman and the editor-in-chief of Forbes Media. He's the author of a number of books, including his new one, which is my favorite, How Capitalism Will Save Us, Why Free People and Free Markets Are the Best Answer to Today's Economy. And boy, howdy, is that the truth. Steve Forbes, welcome back to the show.
Jim, good to be with you. Thank you.
It's always a pleasure to have you back. Steve, let's get right into the big political news that's going on right now and has been going on for some time, and that's the narrowing down of the GOP race. It looks like we haven't heard a lot from Ron Paul in a while. He's still out there. God bless him. It's a great example of one of the great things about America is he can still get his story out there. Newt Gingrich seems to be winding down his campaign, but Santorum and Romney are still duking it out, aren't they?
They are, and it's going to be very hard on Senator Santorum. He's got three primaries on Tuesday where he's likely to lose all three. He's got some big ones coming up. He has not yet demonstrated he can win in a big state. And everyone, the GOP, they seem to be, even though they don't like Romney very much, not enthusiastic, they are deciding, okay, he's the guy, let's close ranks. So Santorum's got his work cut out for him. And unless he pulls off an upset fairly soon, he can continue to run, but people aren't going to take it seriously.
Basically, that upset right now is got to be Minnesota, right, tomorrow?
And Wisconsin, yes.
I meant Wisconsin. Yes, that's right.
But if he did it in Maryland, that would keep him going. He's got to get a win.
Oh, that's right. Maryland and D.C. is tomorrow, isn't it?
Right.
Well. Yeah.
And so if he won Maryland or Wisconsin, okay, he gets to fight another day. If not, he's going to have a lot of pressure on him to make it. Rationale for continuing the race,
but you know he's kind of in a tough spot there. He's got the benefit of having won several states. I mean, that's not for nothing, Steve. I mean, you gotta keep your hat to him.
He's won 11 contests. Romney's won 17, but he's not won the big ones yet. He lost Illinois, Michigan, Ohio, and he's struggling to win in his own state of Pennsylvania, so he's got to win one of the big ones.
Or well, he hasn't won a swing state. He hasn't won a swing state yet, has he? A battleground state.
Right.
He's
done well in some of the caucuses, but that's not the same as winning a primary.
Right. Well, you know, if you look at it from a purely political standpoint, from the political landscape standpoint, if you're a Republican, whether you like Romney, you love him, you know, you'd like to put him and Romney and Gingrich and Paul all together and make the perfect candidate. You don't have that. So Romney is probably what you got. And the truth is though, doesn't he have really the best credentials of the four to win over that very critical independent voter?
Yes, and a couple of things are going to help him there. He's not seen as an extremist and in any issue, so that reassures independents. He came out of Massachusetts, so independents figure, well, he can't be too bad for a Republican. And he also saved the Olympics, Winter Olympics in 2002. And so people will say, okay, he's done some real things in the real world. Not the most exciting guy. But let's take a chance on him.
Well, you know, also, as a small business owner, Steve, I like the fact that he's made a payroll.
Well, he knows that business just does not happen. and he knows what it takes to make things come to pass. And that's where the Olympics helps, too. Not a business per se, but he faced a situation with a lot of corruption, hemorrhaging red ink, and he turned the thing around. So people figure he's not in some bubble ivory tower.
Right.
He knows what it's like to get things done in the real world.
Right. Who do you think, quickly, who do you think will be his running mate?
I think it'll be one of two. I think Senator Rubio would certainly be on the short list, and another one, which would be a little bit of a surprise, would be Bobby Jindal in Louisiana.
Bobby Jindal, how about that? That's an
interesting. Yeah, well, he's a very smart guy, proven executive, proven crisis manager.
Right.
Compare his handling of the oil spill with that of Barack Obama.
All right, folks, you heard it here first. Steve Forbes says Bobby Jindal might be Romney's VP. Let's take a quick break, folks. We're going to be right back with Steve Forbes. We're going to talk about what happened last week with Obamacare after these messages. 22, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.